Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. Mark D. Miller is one of four people seeking an at-large seat on the Lamar City Council. He's a longtime Lamar's resident and said he's always been interested in city government.
I've always had an interest in city government, and I was on city council 15 years ago, and I really enjoyed it. Felt I was great help to the city, and the city's done a great job of growing and just continuing to provide a wonderful place for people to be and things to do, and I'd like to be a part of that and continue keeping that going.
He says he has a varied background which qualifies him to sit on the council.
Well, I'm a past business owner for 15 years. I own my own business. Grew up here, south of town, on a farm. Went to college. Like I said, I've been on city council, so I have some experience there, and the desire to be a part of it, I think, is a great asset. There's quite a learning curve when you first get on there, and I would say the first couple years is quite interesting.
He says he has no particular issues which drive him in this election, but he has some ideas to reward city employees. Miller is seeking a seat that is open. City Council member Mike Dunlin will not seek re-election in November. The food bank of Siouxland has received a second half of a major donation of milk from Kemp's Dairy of Lamar's and Hy-Vee. Jacob Wanderscheid, executive director of the Food Bank of Siouxland, says this time the shelf-stable milk donation from the Giving Cow program is chocolate milk.
Kids just generally respond a lot better to chocolate milk, so this will go even faster than that white milk that we got in the summer. Comes at a great time as we build supplies up for the holiday giving.
The food bank and the two businesses have teamed up for the annual Great American Milk Drive for the past 2 years. Wanderscheid says the donation of over 49,000 units of milk is just in time for a busy season for the food bank. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is touting record conservation funding for Iowa farmers and private landowners over the next year, thanks in part to the Inflation Reduction Act. USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS, accepts conservation program applications on a continuous basis, but sets application cutoff dates as funding allows. NRCS recently set a November 3 application cutoff for fiscal year 24 in Farm Bill conservation programs. Iowa agricultural producers and private landowners can apply for NRCS conservation programs by visiting their local NRCS office in Lamar's. Today, traffic will shift to head-to-head on South Lakeport Road over Highway 20 in Sioux City. This emergency lane closure is to facilitate bridge beam replacement work required due to the overpass being struck by a commercial vehicle in August. Access to the pedestrian bridge walkway will be closed through the entire project. Construction is expected to be completed on November 22, weather permitting, to create the least impact to traffic during the holiday shopping season. This is a major artery to the Southern Hills Mall. Some trick-or-treaters in Iowa could be crunching through new-fallen snow this Halloween, though the forecast is still a bit shaky for the weekend. Meteorologist Christy Carter at the National Weather Service says some Iowa cities set record high temperatures on Tuesday, but a big cool-down will be likely by Friday.
We'll be looking at high temperatures in the 30s to 40s, kind of on Saturday and Sunday. There are some precipitation chances this weekend as well, which could come in the form of the dreaded snowbird.
She says there is at least a chance of falling flakes this weekend across much of Iowa's northern half as a storm front arrives. The low bid for the remaining nearly 1.8 miles of Highway 75 reconstruction in Sioux Center came in under the engineer's estimate. The $29.2 million bid on the Phase 2 construction work came from the lead contractor in the Phase 1 Highway 75 work in southern Sioux Center, Godbertson Smith Construction of Ida Grove. The cost of this shared state-local project will be split. About $18.9 million will be paid by the Iowa Department of Transportation and about $10.3 million paid by the City of Sioux Center. The council will consider approving the low bid tomorrow. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sleggers.